This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Construction and Power Women Investing.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
And we're celebrating the fact that today is National Taco Day.
And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio.
If you must.
So, okay, Jeffrey, what kind of taco is National Taco Day?
National Taco Day, Fred. Today I chose National Taco Day over National Golf Day and National Vodka Day.
No.
Because I knew both of those would elicit some sort of snide remark from you.
Well, no, this is the question, the very important question is, what type of taco are you talking about? Are you talking about the El Paso shell that you buy in the store and then fill with hamburger meat that... you know, some monkey grilled up down the line and then maybe some paste picante sauce on top?
Well, let me read it to you, Fred. It says, National Taco Day is celebrated annually on October 4th. Tacos are loved and eaten by millions each day in either hard shells or soft shells with a variety of different fillings. The history of the taco predates the arrival of Europeans in Mexico, blah, 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 blah. So the answer is, anything you stick between a tortilla, hard or soft, we're celebrating it today.
No.
Corn or flour?
No.
Maybe not for you,
no,
but the rest of us.
There's only one taco.
Oh, God.
And that is...
yes, Fred, give us her name.
Okay, no. You get a small corn tortilla.
Yes.
And you spread some beef on it.
Yeah, I like where you're going with this.
A little salt and pepper.
Yes.
Then you put it in lard.
Yes.
Boiling hot lard.
And then after the heart attack...
Then you fold over the...
Did you know that LaRue's isn't using lard anymore to make their tamales?
Well, we're not going there anymore.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
But it's because they tricked us.
No.
LaRue's is outstanding.
No, they're not. If they decided to stop using lard...
Yeah, but they decided to stop using lard back in the 70s.
Okay, well then...
And you've been going there and enjoying those tamales.
No, I have not.
Oh,
actually.
Because you don't like tamales?
No,
because
I don't like other people's tamales. I only like tamales made by, formerly, my grandmother.
Well, I love LaRue's tamales.
Then my mother.
I also love our family's tamales.
Then our aunts.
You know, by the way, today is the 64th annual Rex Allen Days down in Wilcox.
Okay.
Say something nice about Wilcox.
They have great tomatoes.
There you go. Thank you, Jacques Vandalilli. Great day. By the way, folks, the first segment, as always... is brought to you by Tucson Happenings. Check out the website, TucsonHappenings.com. Get a full week of activities here in the Old Pueblo. Stick them on your calendar. You're going to have a great time. It's the beginning of the fourth quarter. The holidays are upon us.
What holidays?
Everything from the All Souls Procession, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, whatever you celebrate, Fred.
You know what's interesting?
And then New Year's.
Is all those things are celebrated on 4th Avenue.
Ugh, here we go with 4th Avenue.
Yeah.
Yes, what about 4th Avenue? Tell us about the jolly happenings on 4th Avenue, Fred.
Well, coming up very soon is the, for kids.
Yes.
Of all ages.
Yes.
The Spooky Kids Costume Contest.
Do they have tacos there?
They will.
Yeah, will they?
I will have a little taco barn where I use lard as God intended.
Wait. What do you mean you will have a little taco bar there? What does that mean?
No, barn.
What does that mean? Well, you will have a little taco barn there.
We'll make tacos.
Who's we?
I don't know. We'll figure something
out. You and the little mouse in your pocket?
That's right.
Yeah, that's what
so
I figured.
So we will be making tacos with...
We! And you're using your fingers in those quotation signs.
No, my hands are on the
you're
table.
You're going to make Kurt your right-hand man, the 6'3" henchman of 4th Avenue.
No, he can't cook.
Kurt's not a cooker?
Kurt?
Kurt's not a cooker?
No.
Huh. Interesting.
Nothing aware of.
You know, by the way, you know what else started this week? Modernism Week. Modernism Week is kicked off this week. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, folks of all ages, and Fred.
Keep on going.
It is absolutely the coolest thing that the Tucson Historic Preservation Foundation is doing. Check it out. Google Tucson Modernism Week. Dozens of activities all week long, all over Tucson, celebrating different aspects of a bygone post-war period, Tucson Modernism Week. Also, Sarge. We haven't seen Sarge in a long time.
Yeah, she's traveling.
She's traveling a ton because you know what October also is?
Beat Cancer Boot Camp.
Wrong. Breast Awareness Month.
I'm aware of breast pretty much all
I'm
the
sorry,
time.
I'm sorry, Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Okay.
You're always aware of breasts constantly, aren't you, Fred?
That's exactly correct.
That is exactly right, Hank. So it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Know your risk. Men get breast cancer too. Perform monthly breast self-exams. Pay it forward. Get out there. Meet the Sarge. Subscribe to her awesome Beat Cancer Bootcamp newsletter. Again, great, great, great folks that do wonderful things, not only in our community, but are branching out all over the country. And she is one of those great people because she created the Beat Cancer Bootcamp.
Okay, so, you know, we have some great libraries in our community.
We do.
And
Fred, why do you, crazy enough, we've never talked about the libraries on the Fred and Jeff show.
Because this
Why
week,
are you bringing up the libraries all
Thursday,
of a sudden?
Thursday, there was a huge announcement, which I'm sure you missed, because I didn't see you there. Act 1.
Was I invited?
If you have a library card.
I don't have a library card.
You can now get.
Do you have a library card?
Yeah, I have a library card.
How long have you had that library card?
For eons.
Oh, liar. You have a library card, right?
No, I have a library card.
Uh-huh. Okay, keep going.
So this week was unveiled a culture pass at the Tucson Pima County Library System.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like right now you can check out Seeds if you want to go plant a garden.
Seeds, like from Native Seed Search?
It's a partnership with Native Seed Search.
Cool.
And so it's funny because you check them out. You literally check them out. And then after you grow your plants and you let some of them go to seed.
Harvest some, right.
And you bring seeds back.
Right.
So this is a new program.
You may forget, Fred, but we actually had a conversation about that because there was an article in the Edible Baja about that program. So when we had the executive director of the Native Seed Search here on the Fred and Jeff Show, and folks, if you'd like to listen to that episode, it's fantastic. Go back a couple of months.
Yeah, because Jeff wasn't there.
I was there. I booked that show, buddy. But we talked about that, and that was one of the questions. When you take the seeds out of the library, you're never bringing them back. And he said, oh, yes, you are, because you harvest them after you grow the plants.
Yes, like an honor system thing. But
right.
This is a brand new thing that just was introduced on Thursday, or kicked off on Thursday. It's called the Culture Pass. So if you have a library card,
right,
properly pronounced library, you
properly can... Properly pronounced.
You can.
Thank you, Mr. Vocabularyist.
You can check out tickets for several events in this community, including the Arizona Opera.
Really?
The Tucson Museum of Art, Tucson Symphony, UA Presents, University of Arizona Museum of Art.
Broadway in Tucson?
No, Broadway in Tucson is not included.
Darn it, because you know Annie is playing right now, and we saw it Friday night. Fabulous. Kids loved it.
So this is a cool program where people who may want some exposure to all the brilliant cultural things going on in Tucson that have a hefty price tag associated with them can now go to the Pima County Library and check out tickets for these performances. So literally, you can go to see Arizona Opera. One library card, you can check out two tickets. So, you know, take...
And they're free?
They're free.
And you don't have to pay... How do you pay it back?
You don't.
Like the seeds, you harvest and pay back.
No, this is actually a partnership with Cox Communications.
So Cox is footing the bill for this.
And the goal is to help expose high culture, you know, cultural things, museums, opera, symphony, to kids primarily who... And families who wouldn't otherwise have an opportunity to go to these things.
That's fabulous.
So you go to the library and you check out the tickets. Now, some of them are like passes, like some events. So like Arizona Opera, they have a weekend performance. Those come and go. But the museums, the Jewish History Museum, the Tucson Museum of Art, University of Arizona Museum of Art, you can get passes and they're good for 7 days.
That's very cool.
And then they expire. So
very cool.
So go to any of the Pima County libraries and you can check out the Culture Pass. That's awesome. A really cool program.
By the way, I missed you this morning at Jim Click's Run and Roll.
Yeah, I was
running. Was down at the U of A Mall?
Yeah.
I missed you. Where were you?
I was in first place, baby.
Oh, were you in first place?
Didn't you see my ribbon?
Which run did you get? Which K run did you do?
I did the 5K.
Funny, because there wasn't a 5K.
Well, that's...
Again, bring out your library card, Fred, and tell me your little brother more lies. There was an 8K run and a 3K run.
I did the 5. That was like between the two.
Yeah.
So I signed up for the 8 and I only made 5.
Well,
made five.
Once again, wonderful philanthropist in our community, Jim Click, is out there sponsoring ways for folks to get healthy in the old Pueblo, and you pirated. You, if you did run it, you cheated. You did it for free.
No, I used my bike, actually. It was a hybrid. It was a hybrid run.
Okay, folks, also our friends from the Southern Arizona Arts Council, wow, do they have lots of stuff going on. Tons of stuff. Thursday, the Oro Valley concert.
You know, just give,
bouncing
give
checks.
Out the website for them.
What?
Give out the website for them, because there's too much for them.
There's a lot. SACA.org, and SACA is S-A-A-C-A, Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance. Check them out. They've got Masterworks, Mozart, everything from jazz legends to Mozart to the bouncing checks,
yeah,
to the World Margarita Championship, which is on the 17th, coming right up, to Arts in the Plaza, Fine Arts and Jazz Festival on the 24th and 5th, free admission, that's at St. Philip's. Tons of stuff our friends at SACA are doing. Go out and check their good stuff out.
We want to remind folks that right now, Hershey Felder is playing Irving Berlin at ATC.
Wonderfully, by the way.
God, it was gorgeous.
Wonderfully. He's outstanding.
You know, we always say this. We always say this, but for AT, Arizona Theater Company, but get out there and see it.
Absolutely. Get out to the Fall Pumpkin Celebration at Apple Annie's Orchards down in Wilcox. I was going to talk about the corn maze and Apple Annie's earlier. That's why I asked you about Wilcox, and you threw me out for the tomato comment. But Apple Annie's, great fun.
Well,
I was fun for the family.
I was actually throwing you a softball. What's great about Wilcox?
Apple Annie's,
the
Fall
tomatoes.
Pumpkin Celebration.
The tomatoes.
And the tomatoes, yes. But a corn maze. Super cool. Did you ever do a corn maze with the boys?
Oh, yes, great.
Yeah, did you ever find them after you went in?
No, actually, McCoy and I figured out the clues to get in and out. It was great.
That's awesome.
And then we led tours afterwards.
That's super fun.
Yeah.
Lying to me again, aren't you?
No, I'm dead serious. Because
really?
McCoy, yeah. Actually, Alec McCoy and I figured out how the maps worked.
Yeah.
Because they were very cryptic.
Right.
And so we figured out the codes, and then we were just leading people through. It was great.
That's super fun.
Yeah, because you had to get stamps in all these little places.
Yeah.
So once you get the stamps, you get out, and they give you, I don't know, candy corn or something.
Oh, that's nice. And then the Tanque Verde Elementary School is having their first Sunday Antique Fair. It's going on today till 2 o'clock. And then the other big one, the Madera Canyon Butterfly Field Trip.
Yeah.
That goes on till 1:30 today. That's super fun. And so it's getting still a little warm, but it's getting cooler. Time to get out there with the kids and explore Southern Arizona, all the wonders that Southern Arizona has.
Yeah, well, a couple of wonders to explore. The Haunted Ruins, A Witch's Quest at Valley of the Moon is coming up.
Cool.
Starting on the 9th.
Yep.
So the 4 weekends after that through... October 30th, and actually, if you go to Valley of the Moon, the Haunted Ruins, the Witch's Quest on October 30th, before or after you go to the Spooky Kids Fest on 4th Avenue, you will get candy on 4th Avenue.
Super fun.
Little children will get candy.
We always love it when little children get candy.
In a safe environment.
In a very safe environment.
So, the last thing I got, Jeffrey, is the Tucson Film Festivals. Are starting their programs, the movies, on October 8th through the 10th, 8th, 9th, and 10th at Temple of Music and Art, with one showing of an Audrey Hepburn flick over at The Loft.
Which flick is it?
I forget which one was.
Oh, by the way, did you go to the Frost sing-along at The Loft?
No, I did not.
Oh, man.
I know that Frost is a big deal for a lot of people.
The kids love it.
I'm fundamentally opposed to snow unless
let
there's...
Let it go. Let it go.
Some snow...
Your name is Fred. Yeah, you're fundamentally...
Unless there's some skiing involved or... I'm not a fan of snow.
Uh-huh. Okay. And, folks,
although
I got a couple of things left.
Although you snow to cool your bottle of tequila... Yeah, that's a great winter
thing.
Wait,
what about Tucson Meet Yourself? Weren't you going to talk about Tucson Eat Yourself?
In a bit.
Oh?
In a bit. We'll talk about
Very
that.
Good. Tucson, meet yourself. We've got the Rotary Classic Car Show happening at St. Greg's on the 16th. Don't forget about that, raising money for literacy. We got the Fall Festival, the Tucson Fall Fair at St. Cyril School happening the weekend of the 16th. We got all kinds of good stuff going on out there in the community, folks. So get out there, show up, meet some folk, have fun. And we got to take a break, but we'll come back. Sorry. But we are. We're going to come back with more here on...
Somebody might come back.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
This bit of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Unicom Graphics, Steel Door, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeff.
Dun, dun, dun.
Marie.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That is exactly right, Fred.
And Jeffrey, we have with us today Don Rasnick, who is a purveyor of sweet beverages all throughout the community. But she's also a representative of Pima Paws for Life.
Yes, Pima Paws for Life.
Pima Paws for Life. Wait, right. What is this sweet beverage that Fred has alluded to?
That is
They're not sponsored. We can't talk
no,
about
them. No, we're not going to talk about them.
Oh, we're not going to talk about sweet
no,
beverages?
No, we're going to talk about Pima Paws for Life.
Okay, Pima Paws for Life.
Yes.
Tell us about Pima Paws for Life.
Well, during the break, you told us that there was a canine association with today.
It is National Black Dog Day.
I love National Black Dog Day.
Hey, mama, said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
One of my favorite songs ever. So what were we talking about?
Yeah, so just for reference sake, it took Jeffrey 30 minutes to key that up.
No, it did not. How long was the commercial break, Fred?
We're taping the show, Jeff.
You mentioned that it was National Black Dog Day.
I did.
As Fred had to go to the potty.
And 30 minutes later.
And then Fred forgot to wash his hand, and then he had to leave again and come back. And then he had to get his seat all put together.
So I'm saying 30 minutes later, you have a song.
Yeah, and I'm not going to get in the middle of that.
Well, okay, all right.
All right, so what is Pima Paws for Life?
Pima Paws for Life. We are a nonprofit. We've been up and running an animal shelter, No Kill, and about a year and a half. We are in partnership with Pima Animal Control. What we do is we step in and take the sick dogs and the animals that are scheduled for some reason, whether it's belly fever or doggy kitty cold, treatable stuff, and possible euthanization could happen. We step in and we take them. We get them better. We treat them. Takes usually anywhere from 14 to 21 days, depending on the illness. And we then find them homes.
That is so nice of you.
Yes, it's great.
How
yes.
many have you taken home?
I have seven.
Seven?
I have seven dogs, yes.
Oh, and we're done. My gosh.
You're borderline hoarder.
Well,
you're a dog
probably,
hoarder. Or...
Probably, but, you know, I have to vacuum twice a day. It is what it is. But you know what? I love them, and they're great.
Now, how did Pima Paws for Life come about?
It was a bunch of us women got together, basically.
No guys?
No, we have volunteer men, yes. But okay. A bunch of us women got together. We saw the need was there. So many animals are being euthanized daily.
And can you give us the number? I mean, when you say so many, is that... In the tens or the hundreds or the thousands?
Weekly, it's in the hundreds.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it's unbelievable. So we stepped up. We created this group together, reached out to Pima Animal Control, and went into contracts with them and basically started pulling dogs and cats. So we have a new cattery that's going to be opening up that was donated to us by Bonnie Kay, one of our wonderful volunteers.
Is this like salmon?
Is it like salmon?
A new cattery? Oh, a cattery, not a cannery.
Yeah, like a cat house.
Oh, hey.
But for cats.
Excuse me. Fred, is this why you've booked her on the show? Because they have a new cat house at the Pima Paws for Life?
No comment.
No comment.
That's cool. So how many animals do you guys foster? Or do you find homes for?
We're about probably 30 or more a month. We'd like that to be more. And we run mainly off of donations as well.
Is that what's hindering more animals being fostered?
Right. We need more donations. We need more donations. We need more volunteers. And we are here at Ruth Roth and I-10 at 2509-2 on Xenia Avenue.
What do volunteers do?
They can come out and walk the dogs, cuddle with the cats. They can help clean kennels with off-site adoptions at PetSmart every weekend.
No kidding.
Yeah, donations of money, helping, at fundraiser events, everything like that. We need all of that.
That's great for you guys. Good
yes.
job.
Yes.
Because unfortunately, this is an issue that it won't stop.
It's a huge issue, and if you're not in that group of animal rescue, you have no idea. And it is a huge need right now. I mean, there's 900 dogs and cats at PAC right now.
900?
They're filled to the limit. And because of hoarding situations, like 40-plus animals, mm-hmm. So there's a need. But, I mean, we're on Facebook, and we are PimaPawsForLife.org, and we could use all the extra help and support. I mean, we are contributing and helping your local county shelter PAC go no-kill, and that's
huge.
We're a no-kill as well.
Good for you guys. That's yes. wonderful. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. So just one more time, your website?
Is PimaPawsForLife.org, and we are on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, all of that.
So every time somebody adopts a dog or you find a foster home for a dog,
yes.
you tweet that, you put those doggies and cats pictures on.
Yes, we put it up on the Facebook page.
So folks can actually go to your website or go to your Facebook page and see all the animals that are up for adoption?
Yep.
Before they come down and go shopping, they can find out what they're...
We recommend that you come down, though. We have a play yard. You can get to know the
see,
dog.
That's the sneaky way. Because I know I show up down there, I'm taking a dog home.
Well, come on down. It's National Black Dog Day.
Wait, where's my son? Okay, we got to go. Thanks so much for what you guys do.
Thank you.
We really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
We appreciate it.
Folks, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Ronstadt Insurance, and Casa de la Luz Hospice.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Shukshon.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and the culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
Yes, we are.
And we invite people to listen.
We invite you and all your friends and family
to listen to us.
All the good folks out there, Fred.
Visit us at fredjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio.
Nice work, Fred.
So, Jeff.
Yes, Fred.
Early in the show, you had alluded to...
Dun, dun, dun. Tucson Meet Yourself.
Tucson Meet Yourself. So, started by a friend of the show, Big Jim Griffin.
That is correct.
And Buddy Fontaine. I don't know if Bunny was involved.
No, I think Big Jim was the...
There's a group of people, but Big Jim is sort of like
He always gets the credit that it was his idea. And he's kind of the spokesperson for it.
But there was a group.
There was a group.
We only give credit to Jim, though.
Well, it's because we only know Jim. If we knew the group, we would give credit to the group, right?
No.
Oh. Just see how you are.
Well, Jim invites us to his parties. Nobody else invites him.
Well, how do we even know that they have parties?
Well, they ought to have parties.
We love, though, Big Jim. He's great.
Yeah, so part of Tucson Meet Yourself, if folks are unfamiliar... the whole goal of it is to have Tucson meet itself.
And which is interesting because the goal of the Fred Jeff Show
is to get through an hour without having me kill you. that's the goal of Fred Jeff Show.
Fred, that's a very sad thing. But part of the deal with Fred Jeff Show is that we're promoting Tucson and getting people to get out there and meet their friends and neighbors and all that good stuff. Gosh, I had no idea you felt this way. Now I'm going to be sad for the rest of the show. Okay. Good radio. Remember that show we had where we couldn't stop laughing? It was the We Can't Stop Laughing show? Where you did like a Harry Potter imitation or something?
I was just thinking about that. You're talking about our Halloween costumes.
That was pretty funny. All right, come on. Straighten up. Here we are down at...
God, we're broadcasting
we're
live.
We're broadcasting live.
No, actually tape.
From a hole in the ground.
Should we... we'll edit this part out later.
So anyhow, Tucson Meet Yourself. Go on. But get with it.
Okay, so the cool thing about Tucson Meet Yourself is it has all sorts of culture that Tucson contains.
Fred, let me help you with this, Fred.
We're a big container.
Tucson Meet Yourself is all of the people, regardless of where they come from.
Who they are.
Who they are. They are bringing out all of their traditions, their foods, their arts and crafts, dancing. It is literally meeting all the cultures of people that live here in the Old Pueblo.
That is true.
And it's phenomenal.
That is
from
also
the from folks from Japan to folks from Persia, Tucson, you know, natives like you and I, Native Americans. It's amazing. What's the last number that we heard of the different cultures represented here in the Old Pueblo?
Five.
I thought it was six.
No, I think it's five.
No, it's like 50 or some crazy number like that. It's a huge number. So, and we've had the folks on from Ishkashita, the refugee community.
Right.
All these folks are doing great things. And the key, folks, behind Tucson Meet Yourself is the food. The food is unbelievable.
That is very true.
Do not, it is, you think you're going to eat too much at Thanksgiving? Go to Tucson Meet Yourself. Every time you turn a corner, there's some savory smell, amazing tastes. It's crazy good. You gotta go.
You know, my favorite food item at Tucson Meet Yourself is a corn dog.
Really? A corn dog? That's the best you can do at Tucson Meet Yourself is a corn dog?
No, I have other stuff.
All right, come on.
No, actually, there's not. I can't say that I have a favorite because there's everything.
There's so much good stuff down there. It's amazing. So, well, folks, you gotta go.
The Greeks have this baklava. Oh, my God.
Oh, well, the Native Americans have their fry bread, which, you know, with a little sugar and a little honey is just wonderful.
Yeah, right.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
So you brought it up because?
Because, you know, every time we should start doing this, having like a highlight of something for a more detailed highlight of some event going on at Tucson Meet Yourself. And every year, we bring in Monique Valerie from the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation. We give her like 3 seconds to say, hey, we're going to be out there to do something. And then we kick her out. But we never talk about the organization, what it does, and the cultural part of, you know, one little facet of Tucson Meet Yourself. And there are hundreds of facets. So I thought we'd spend a little bit of time with Monique. And she also brought along Maureen Drury, who... she's chasing down gingerbread men or something.
To her credit, wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers shirt, so yeah. Automatic friend of the show.
Thanks.
Are you from Pittsburgh?
I'm not. I'm from upstate New York.
Okay.
I had three teams to choose from, and I chose the Steelers. So.
How did you choose the Steelers from upstate New York?
I was born and bred this way. My father's a Steelers fan. My stepfather's a Steelers
there
fan.
There you go.
It goes way back.
Good job.
Thanks.
Way to support your old men.
Thanks.
All right.
So anyways, one of the things that they do as part of Tucson Meet Yourself is the annual AIDS Walk, which we can talk about very quickly. And,
sure.
And also...
And I'd like to talk about it in Spanish.
Great.
Hola.
Hola. Okay. ¿Qué pasa?
Next. Good.
Perfect. Bien.
So let's talk about, as part of the Tucson Meet Yourself festivities, is the AIDS Walk.
Sure. So we're super excited. This is our fourth year with this partnership that SAFE has been able to, on Sunday morning... have the this year will be the 27th annual AIDS Walk, The being part of the walk itself is it's a community walk. It's a pet-friendly walk. It's open to everyone. Everything that all the funds that we're raising at this event 100% stays local. Everything that SAFES does is coming back to our community. Nothing's leaving the community. So it's something that we really pride ourselves on. The walk itself, it's a fun downtown walk. We also have a fun run in case you like to run for being chased or whatever.
Fred only likes to ride his bike.
That's fine. You can ride a bike too.
No, I walk very slowly.
Very slow, yes. Yeah. So we
hey,
really
you kids, slow down.
Encourage people to come out, enjoy and support the 27th annual AIDS Walk, and then after the walk, join us for the quilt opening ceremony. We have quilts, 25 quilts, memorial quilts from our local community, as well as four quilts will be coming in from the Names Project. It's absolutely a stunning and visual display of art.
Okay,
and then when you're done with us,
well,
okay,
before,
sure.
Let's talk about the quilts.
Sure.
What they are, because you know, there are a lot of people who go, "Oh, the quilts," and they know exactly what they are, but. For people who may not know what a quilt is.
Sure.
Well, can I take that one?
I can't wait to hear this.
A
yes.
Quilt is something that you wrap yourself in when you're cold, Fred. It's a quilt.
It is, yes.
But you guys
but
have
in
a
this case,
meaning.
We have something a little different. So we have what we call panels as well as quilts. They are quilted pieces that are representative of people that we've lost either in our community or somewhere in the world to HIV and AIDS. It's a large memorial piece, and the Names Project out of Atlanta, which the four larger quilts will be coming in from, represent people from, actually one of the quilts has people from our local community that will be on display. This was a way for family and friends to not forget their loved ones, and it's a way to display with honor and very artistic in a way. All of the quilts are exceptionally different. A traditional panel is 6 foot by 3 foot, which is the standard size of a coffin. So visually, very, very impactful.
A traditional panel of a quilt.
Correct.
One piece of the quilt is how big?
6 by 3.
Holy mackerel.
So a panel, which is a single piece, is a 6 by 3, which are, we have 25 panels that we care for at SAFE. A panel could then go on to the Names Project and become part of a larger quilt. And those quilts go on display all over the world. And again, they're representative of people that we've lost through HIV and AIDS.
Yeah, so imagine if, you know, Jeff was joking a little bit earlier about what is a quilt, but...
Mm-hmm. No, no, no. I wasn't a joke.
Well, no. The quilt... I mean, if you think about quilt, like the square panels mm-hmm. that are all woven together, and then you have this big piece that's designed. So think of a 6 by 3 mm-hmm. panel with little squares. Or, I mean, the quilts are like different sizes.
Yeah,
they're huge.
They're huge.
So, but they're typically like, what, 8 by 8 squares? I mean, they're different sizes, but think of like 8 by 8 squares that make up a large quilt. Every single one of those squares represents a family member.
Correct.
Represents a story. And those different little panels are very, what you were saying earlier is there's a lot of art involved, but you just look at them and you can see someone's life, and then you see the size of the panel and the number, or the size of the quilt and the number of panels, and that many lives that were lost, and then the number of quilts, it gets bigger and bigger, and it's very striking and emotional, and it's... you know, an interesting experience to go through.
And what I was trying to say is quilts, from my perspective, are very family-oriented. Correct. You know, a lot of people have quilts that are handed down from generation
right.
to generation. This was my grandmother's quilt.
Right.
And when our kids get sick or we don't feel good, the first thing we do is we run for that comfortable blanket,
absolutely.
That quilt.
Absolutely.
And these quilts, though they're not that type of quilt, they still give us that remembering, that warm feeling, that sense of belonging, that sense of family. Even though they're massive memorial, they're something that still gives us that attachment to that person.
Right. And what we've seen, which is you know, part of what SAFE is all about, is also breaking down the stigma. The panels that we care for, and a lot of the panels that are part of the larger quilts, traditionally the older ones were made by friends because the stigma around where the family still had shame or didn't know. So it was family members trying to create a way to remember their loved one and not let them be forgotten. And over really the last 5 years or so, we've seen a little bit of a shift where now families are starting to make the panels and the quilts. Each year, I always try to bring in a larger quilt that has a family tie to it.
You mean a tie to someone here in Tucson?
So somebody here in the community. 2 years ago, I was able to bring in a quilt for one of SAFE's board members. It was his sister's quilt. He had never seen his sister's quilt, and it only had her first name on it. And a lot of the older quilts as well, you'll only see first names because, again, of the stigma and that's attached to it, which really needs to be broken down. And so we were able to bring in his sister's quilt for the very first time. He is in his early 50s, and he had never been able to see it before coming to the event and having it there. This year as well, I had the opportunity to meet a family who both of her parents have a panel, and she had never seen her parents' quilt before. And so this year, that will be the first time that she will have ever seen her parents' quilt, and it will be opened during what's called the names reading. All of the names that are on the national names quilts that are coming in, as well as over 250 names from the local quilts, all read and part of the ceremony in remembrance and support and love for people that we have lost. But I do agree completely. The quilt gives that sense of remembrance and comfort, and hopefully with us being able to have them displayed, we're able to give that back to the community.
Yeah, it's a brilliant, brilliant thing to do.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad that it's really getting the impact that you guys want.
Absolutely.
And actually, I should say you guys, all of us.
Absolutely. So, it's the whole community.
Right. All right, folks, we've got to take a break. We have more for you here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony's Cigar Emporium, Power Women Investing, and Mayfield Florist.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt here with my little brother Jeff.
I was just saying, I'm looking at my fantasy football scores and I'm 0-3. I'm terrible.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture.
Hola, Tucson!
That make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And we've been talking about
Coconut the Dog. That's who we've been talking about. Coconut the Dog at Pima Paws for Life. Earlier, folks, we were talking to the folks from Pima Paws for Life, and she sent me to her webpage, and there's Coconut. Male, 1 year, 6 months. Poodle, mix, had Valley Fever. It's a great-looking puppy dog. Someone needs to go and adopt this poor puppy because Coconut looks like he would be the best friend to a couple little kids. So anyhow, and you were saying, Fred?
I totally lost track.
So let me help you. So we were talking... No, just kidding.
So we were talking about Tucson Meet Yourself.
Tucson Meet Yourself.
And one of the big events during Tucson Meet Yourself is the AIDS Walk for the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation, as well as the quilt ceremony that follows. But let's talk a little bit. We never spend time and talk about SAFE, the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation. So... With us today at the show is Monique Valerie and Maureen Drury from the Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation. And, you know, the funds that you raise during Tucson Meet Yourself with the AIDS Walk, I know it goes to pay for parties. And
parties and tequila, right?
Parties and tequila.
Vacations,
vacations, high staff salaries. Wait, that's probably not it. No. So 100% of the...
Then what's the point?
Right,
come on.
I know. We're really like volunteering.
Right. Well, those Jell-O parties you throw,
you know,
I hear they get kind of wild.
They do, and we have an exciting announcement about Jell-O wrestling.
Oh, Freddy.
I digress.
No, that's not digress.
That's not
digression.
At all.
That's good times.
Right. So, you know what, 100% of the proceeds that we are raising through our fundraising efforts, through our grant writing, it's going to all of our programs and services. And so Maureen and I are going to tag team a little bit and talk about what SAFE's doing. This year, SAFE has been in this community for 30 years. And so we've been here for a long time. And we had a big shift in our mission this year. Our new mission is to cultivate a healthy and stigma-free society through transformative action, which means this is HIV and AIDS. It affects everyone. And it is for everyone to get out and learn about it, become educated about it, and support. Because, again, the stigma that has spent so long around HIV and AIDS, it closes down the conversations that need to be happening. This is something that affects everyone in the community. It affects our young people. It affects our more seasoned in life people. HIV and AIDS does not discriminate. And we really want to help break down the barriers about, again, the stigma, the fear around it, and try to help educate people.
Well, let's talk about that then. Sure. Let's break down some barriers.
So break down. So I'm going to start a little bit about what SAFE is doing. So in our 30 years, we have a...
Let me back you up on that. Specifically, what is the number one stigma out there that drives you guys crazy because it's absolutely untrue?
HIV and AIDS only affects gay people.
Okay.
That HIV and AIDS is a gay disease.
Okay.
HIV and AIDS is not just a gay disease. HIV and AIDS does not discriminate. And actually, in the last 2 years in Pima County, our highest new contraction rates have fallen under heterosexuals over the age of 50.
And how are they contracting it?
Through sexual contact. So unsafe sex practices or intravenous drug use.
So unsafe sex and intravenous drug use, which is almost always illegal, those are the ways folks, regardless of age, gender, political slant, where you're from, anything, that's where folks are contracting.
Those are the highest two areas that you're going to see contraction rates.
Okay, and so that's stigma number one.
Right.
What's stigma number two that drives you guys nuts?
I mean, that AIDS isn't out there anymore. That people aren't dying anymore from it. Why do we need to support?
Seriously.
We'll actually call it, you know, we'll get the conversations, well, you don't see it on the news anymore, you don't hear about it, I didn't think anybody got it anymore.
Yeah, Magic Johnson is still alive.
Right.
You just take a pill and you're fine. Yep. You just take a pill every day and then you're fine, and it's not really a big deal.
But to a certain degree...
Untrue.
To a certain degree, I can understand why people would think that, because here you see Magic Johnson jumping around in Pharrell's Happy video, right, and people forget that he's HIV positive.
Right.
But that is not true.
It's not true. And for Magic Johnson, you know, 30 years ago when he was contracted, he had the means for medication that most people didn't have access to. There's certainly been leaps and bounds in medication, but a pill is not the answer. Safer sex practices is the answer. Education, not sharing needles, and most importantly, getting tested. SAFE does a lot of testing. Maureen, do you want to jump in about some of the testing?
Sure. So we're going to be testing actually at AIDS Walk at Tucson Meet Yourself all weekend, which is really amazing. We tested
now,
over 100 people last year.
When you say testing, what does that entail?
It's a rapid test, so in 15 minutes you know your status. You hang out with somebody cool like me, and we talk about your risk practices,
whatever they might be.
I mean, you know.
You know he's harassing you because you're wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers shirt.
I know. He's just jealous. Really.
He is totally jealous.
So it's a finger stick.
There it is. Okay.
And then we get a couple of drops of your blood. We just do sort of a consultation. We talk about your risk. You get some education. You answer any of the questions that you might have. And 15 minutes later, you know your status. You walk out with the knowledge and peace of mind of knowing your status.
Okay. So how many folks are you hoping to test?
I hope hundreds. I hope whoever's there wants to get tested.
All right, and you've got the means to do that.
We sure do.
All right.
Yeah.
And that's because they're raising money.
And the other thing that we're doing with that money we raise is our direct care to our clients. Currently, we're serving about 1,300 clients in the community.
1,300 of our
neighbors and friends. That includes... housing, that includes case management. We have a Food for Life program, which is important to everyone. We do about 32,000 freshly prepared and home-delivered meals each year to clients that are in need, as well as then on our prevention side, which is the education portion, to use those funds that we're raising to help educate people in our community through some of our various programs that I know Maureen could touch on real quick.
Sure. I work in youth programs, so I go in schools and health classes and talk about the stigma and talk about sexual health and how to keep yourself safe and happy. And we talk about suicide and we talk about substance use because all of these things are interrelated and all of those things have some level of stigma attached to them. So we sort of break that down at a really young age.
But the over 50 heterosexual person who's contracting it now.
The heteros, yes. Those heteros. So what's happening is, like I said, we, the adult active communities are real world active. The fear of pregnancy is not there for someone a little bit more seasoned in life. And the biggest block is the lack of education and communication around being able to comfortably communicate to their new partners about their status.
Yeah.
You know, so like, again, SAFE has been in this community for 30 years. We're doing everything we can to make a difference. We're going to continue. But it's through our community partners that we're able to do what we're able to do and be successful.
And through our outreach events. And we do outreach events to those populations. So heteros over the age of 50, we see them all over the place at outreach events. Oh. Give them condoms.
Hanging out with two of them today.
Right.
Give them lube. Do all the things. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys hand out condoms too?
We do. Free condoms.
Right. And they have all sorts of colors.
Colors.
And, oh, tell us
flavors.
About
flavors.
What's your
shapes?
Favorite color and flavor, Fred?
My favorite flavor is...
By the way,
your
remember, mom or dad are listening. So you had a big announcement about the Jello Fest?
I did. So for our 29th annual, it's our oldest event that SAFE does. This new April, we'll be moving to 4th Avenue.
There's a shocker.
Woo!
Yeah.
There is a big shocker.
Jello Wrestling at 4th Avenue.
All right. Well, thank you so much for what you guys do. It's awesome. Thanks for all the people that you support. We really hope that the quilt event is fantastic.
Great. Thanks for your support as always.
Absolutely. And folks, we'll see you again next week here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of. When a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs now is old-fashioned love. Ain't it guitar? Yeah. Preach it, son.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Sleeping Frog Farms and Fred's Meditation Salon and Tequila Lounge.